Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gino Cimolai. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marlon Cotterie. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian takes first base on ball four. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marlon Cotterie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotterie strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cotterie juggles the ball. That's an error on Cotterie. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball four. Romano moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Romano moves to third. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Romano scores. Phillips moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 1 in the game. Simulai takes first base on ball 4. Marlon Cotri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotri is 0 for 1 in the game. Cotri hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simulai moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Simulai moves to third. Cotri moves to second. Two outs. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0 for 1 in the game. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Held is called out on strikes. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field. Essigian picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Essigian. Tartabull moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-2 in the game. Jimenez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Essigian hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 4, Indians, 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a line drive towards short. Hauser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marlon Cotri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cotri bunts towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cotri for the out. Simulai moves to second. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 3 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tartabull bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Houser moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump bunts towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Houser moves to third. Tartabull moves to second. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Seaburn is walked intentionally. Bob Allen now pitching. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 3 in the game. Jimenez hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Houser tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Athletics. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simulai strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing left field. Don Dillard pinch hits for Bob Allen. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard strikes out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 3 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a pop-up towards third. Cotri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Funk now pitching. Marlon Cotri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotri is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cotri takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 3 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Essegian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cotri moves to third. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cotri scores. Hauser moves to second. It's 6-4, Athletics. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tardabul takes first base on ball 4. Sam McDowell now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essegian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essegian is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Essegian hits a fly ball into center field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Romano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco strikes out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cimoli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Held is hit by the pitch. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Diego Segui now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle bunts towards third. Cotri fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to third. Phillips moves to second. One out. Al Luplau pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a fly ball into center field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Held tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Athletics. Ty Klein pinch hits for Willie Tasby. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.